okay, I'm getting ready. I'm thinking about divorce. How's the housing situation going to live? There's so much triggered by the housing situation.
Hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating. We cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show. Real quick, let's talk about the sponsor. Today's WTF Divorce episode is brought to you by SoberLink. If you're going through a divorce and custody case involving alcohol, SoberLink is the solution for you. More on SoberLink at the end of the show. Now, on to today's episode.
How do you get your ex to move out?
Oh, such a good question. Okay, so this is like, you know, I always say we look at housing, right? When we're talking about, okay, I'm getting ready, I'm thinking about divorce. How's the housing situation going to live? There's so much triggered by the housing situation. So one would be, you ask nicely, what's the plan? Are you going to move out? Am I going to move out? If you can amicably agree what a physical separation will look like, obviously that's best. Because physical separation is going to oftentimes then trigger a custody conversation and a money conversation, most people don't want to deal with it. So how you get somebody to move out? You either agree, you can file the divorce action where there's oftentimes in most states they have what's called petitions for exclusive possession. So think like, I'm asking the court to give myself the house. You have to be very careful in a lot of cases where people will get sneaky. If you're in a true domestic violence situation where there's a fear of safety, you can get a restraining order, which automatically ejects the other party from the house. The reason I say you have to be careful is oftentimes that can be used rather than what we call a shield, meaning protection. People use it as a sword to get a hands up in the divorce case. So if I have clients saying it's very hostile in the house, they're threatening to file a restraining order, I will actually proactively say, we need to physically get you out, a different arrangement to protect you from them falsely filing a restraining order. We need to work something out amicably. The more you can work out amicably, obviously the better. And in other situations where that's not the case, you want to be as proactive and strategic in advance as possible.
So you wouldn't tell somebody to just, once they decide, they just up and move out, or say, you got to get out of here. Speak to a lawyer first, like learn what the repercussions are.
Because it's not just about physically moving out. You want to make sure you're protecting your custody interests and your money interests. You want to make sure you're not unintentionally waiving equity to the home. Or, you know, I've had people where they move out, not having a custody agreement worked out. And then they say, wait a minute, now the other spouse is not letting me see my kids. Okay, I'm going to file a custody action, but we don't see a judge for 6 months. So these, like, what might seem like, oh, little decision, I'm just going to separate, get an apartment down the street for a few weeks, can actually turn into a catastrophic mistake starting out the process if the other party wants to be vindictive. So micro decisions can lead to major consequences. And I always say, speak to a lawyer first. Not to scare everybody.
But also breathe through it, because, you know, this fear is natural. But today, in today's mortgage environment, another very complicated decision. I'm in a house with a 3.5% mortgage. Where am I supposed to go? I can't afford anything. So all of these new challenges and questions that come with divorce, you could see why people stay married. But, you know, like you said, divorces are not going away. You know, January is divorce month. Melinda, thank you so much. Let people know where they can find you and ask you some questions.
Absolutely. So you can follow me at Lawyering for Love. DM me. My law firm's name is Petrelli Prevetera. We're actually in 6 states. So if you think that you need more legal advice, I'm here. We have a team who is ready to help you, not just through the legal, but also the emotional journey, because it is very complex. It is very painful. There can be a big rainbow on the other side, but it's going to take a lot of evolving to get there, which is why We appreciate you. We appreciate podcasts. We appreciate the community for us to all navigate this difficult journey together. So thank you.
It comes as no surprise that not all divorces are created equal. While some divorces are collaborative and amicable, others are painful, accusatory, and may simply have you thinking, what the F? If you're co-parenting with an ex-spouse who abuses alcohol, this is a sobering reality. The folks at SoberLink want to help. SoberLink's alcohol monitoring system is the most convenient, reliable, and reasonable way for a parent to provide evidence that they are not drinking during parenting time. The system's real-time alerts, facial recognition, and tamper detection ensure the integrity of each test, so you can be confident that your kids are with a sober parent. With SoberLink, judges rest assured that your child is safe, attorneys get court-admissible evidence of sobriety, and both parents have empowerment and peace of mind. The WTF divorce community is here to help shed light on the fact that whatever you're going through, you are not alone. If SoberLink is reaching you at the exact time that you need it, visit www.soberlink.com/WTF to sign up and get $50 off your device. That's www.soberlink.com/WTF.